Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the owner of the Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Model Series, Jason Smoot. Then we'll speak with Lincoln Park Speedway manager, Jen Estes. And we'll have a conversation with Netcode's Knoxville Knights host, Josh Gerlach. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Florida. Lucas Oil Series at Alltech, Brandon Shepard, Devin Moran, and Hudson O'Neill, all with victories. World of Outlaws late models at Hendry County, Bobby Pierce Jr. and Nick Hoffman getting the trophies. Preston Martin won the pro division of the Legends Dirt at Ocala. USCS Sprint Cars were at Milton. Davey Franek won night one, Chris Martin the second night. The figure eights ran at Auburndale, Mark Tunney got that one. Georgia, the U.S. Legends at Echo Park, Mitch Wright and Carson Sherman with the big trophies. Tristan McKee, a huge win at Superfest at Cordele. North Carolina at Wake County to Joel Smith. Zach Beeler parked his midget in victory lane at the Trenton Dirt Indoor in New Jersey. And at Central Arizona, ASCS Sprints, Justin Peck and Matt Covington getting the victories. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the owner from the Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Model Series, Jason Smoot. Hey, Jason, got a big race coming to Carolina Speedway in Gastonia, North Carolina, next weekend, March 6th and 7th. What can you tell us about the event to kind of get us excited about it?
Well, this year is like every year. We always kick off at Carolina. For the past, this will be our fourth season. We kicked off for our mentor, the guy that stood behind me to get this started, the Steve Hines tribute. And we're looking forward to it. We've got a lot of new names that's joining the Blue Ridge Outlaw family this year. A lot of new rookies, too, and a lot of veterans. So it's going to be a good show. And we've got a little bit of tweak in the rule package, something that we ain't seen in 11 years. So we're going to see how this goes, too. So the fans should be in for a show.
New drivers, rookie drivers, a little bit of tweak on how they go racing. The Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models, been running for over a decade. And the guy that makes it all happen for them, Jason Smoot, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Steve Hines Tribute, March 6th and 7th at Carolina Speedway, one of the vaunted historic tracks. Humpy Wheeler was a part of running it at one time, and now going to have the Blue Ridge Outlaw late models. What makes a dirt late model like the Blue Ridge runs that is the difference maker that makes your series as it is? How do these cars go racing?
Well, our series is a little bit different than anything around here. Our engine package, I try to make it where it saves the racers money on motors. And our biggest thing is our tires. We've been on for going on 9 years now, the American Racers. It just makes everything work so much better, and it don't really kill the teams, so they race better. Because most of our guys, I call it the blue-collar tour, because every one of them work for a living, and they come out to put a show on, and they all want to win. So that even makes it that much better.
They all want to win, but this is one of those series where it just feels down-home friendly no matter which race throughout the 2021 that they do all across the region each season. The Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models coming to Carolina Speedway for their season opener, Gastonia, North Carolina, Steve Hines Tribute, March 6th and 7th. And we are chatting with Jason Smoot, the owner of the Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. And ProFabrication is one of the series sponsors as well. What's it like connecting with Andy and that bunch?
Oh, man, when Andy and them come on, it's been good. It's been really good for the drivers, because now every time we have the dash, ProFab sponsors first, second, third. So that's a little extra money every time we go to the racetrack for them guys that used to just be like a heat race. Where are you going to start at? Well, now they're getting paid to run that dash. So Andy and them have been really good. ProFab Don at Race City Performance got that deal hooked up with me and Andy. And I really like it. I mean, they do a good job.
Carolina Speedway, March 6th and 7th. We're chatting with the owner of the Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models, Jason Smoot, on the profabrication.com hotline. But you've also got one of the coolest series, I think, out there, because I love the history. The Southern Wedge Late Model Series, a real vintage throwback. These are some great cars. What's new with that series for this year?
Well, we went a little bit stricter on the bodies. The first couple of years, we was kind of lenient, but now they got to be a true wedge like we used to see years ago. And we've changed the motor program a little bit to open up for more drivers, because we've got a lot of new drivers coming over to the wedge deal. I knew it'd take a couple of years, just like it did with the Blue Ridge, but it's starting to get there. And one of our past Blue Ridge Outlaw champions will be in it. We'll actually have three past Blue Ridge Outlaw late model champions in this race, which will be Timbo Mangum, Mike Huey, and now we can bring back Jimmy Mack. Jimmy Mack's coming back, and we're excited about that. So this is going to be a show, because them cars race so much different from your regular late models now. They can actually race two or three wide and put a good show on.
Wow, Southern Wedge Late Model Series joining the Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Model Series for this kickoff event for each Carolina Speedway, the Steve Hines Tribute, March 6th and 7th. That's next weekend. You got to get out for that. And they always put on a show. And you're still working with a charity that I know is close to you as well. I've seen the photos and such. Give them a shout out so folks can know how to connect.
Yeah, we are real big with St. Jude's Hospitals. And we're way over. Since we started this deal back in my Antioch Speedway days, we are way over around $300,000 has been raised since we started. And our drivers do that at every race. They go through the stands, meet the fans, collect the donations. And the tracks kind of got a little battle at the end of the year, see who raises the most money, because they get a trophy at the banquet. Like we just had a banquet last weekend, Cherokee Speedway. They received their award. So it's really good for St. Jude's, because we try to do all we can for them, because them kids, it is really close to our heart.
The Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models and paired with the Southern Wedge Late Model Series next weekend at Carolina Speedway in Gastonia, North Carolina, for the Steve Hines Tribute. You got to come out and see that. Jason Smoot on the profabrication.com hotline. Thank you for joining us. You can check him and his series out on their social media. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Let's climb in the cockpit.
Drag him up.
Pull those belts tight one more time. Grab the wheel and hold on as we prepare to take the green flag on a new year in the NASCAR universe.
The next chapter of American stock car auto racing is being etched as we speak, with new twists and turns.
White flag in the air for Denny Hamlin as he tries to call his shot to the championship round.
With near misses and fender bending crashes.
Fire just seemed like it built way faster, and yeah, I could hardly see.
All paired with the thrill of victory.
I never in a million years thought that I'd be getting my first Bristol win on a tire fiasco.
And the agony of defeat.
Yeah, obviously really wanted that one. You can only ask for shots.
We will be your daily dose of NASCAR's top stories.
And the latest from the garage.
Yeah, we want to win races and contend for championships.
And giving you our opinions and hot takes on the current state of the sport. Tune in weekdays for more of PRN's Garage Pass.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Lincoln Park Speedway manager Jen Estes. Hey, Jen, welcome to the show. Lots going on, but I got to ask you, I thought I saw some crazy video. I know your track's a dirt track, but are you running snowmobiles this winter?
Well, you know, what's funny is that, of course, you know, with all the internet stuff you can do and the AI generated things, we are not quite ready to add snowmobiles to the docket yet. I think it's a little cold for our guests and our fans to come out and enjoy this winter, especially in Indiana. Man, it's been brutal.
Well, Lincoln Park Speedway is one of those special grassroots tracks right in the heart of racing country, central Indiana. And I know it might not be this way, but I think you're a little west of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, or the early eastern sun. Do you get the shadow from the big track out there to the west for yours? Where is Lincoln Park Speedway?
So Lincoln Park is literally 45 minutes just kind of southwest of Indianapolis. We're maybe 5 miles off of I-70 there at the Cloverdale exit. We're 25 minutes, 30 minutes from Terre Haute. Just like you said, we're literally just right in the center of the state, you know, right in the center of the Midwest, just a great location to be able to get to us from anywhere.
Jen Estes, Lincoln Park Speedway manager, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The ProFabrication.com hotline brought to us today by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. Well, Lincoln Park Speedway, I've talked to drivers. We've had them on our show about winning races there. It always seems like their words. What makes it special for drivers and really for fans listening in to go to your racetrack there at Lincoln Park Speedway?
You know, I am fairly new into this racing world.
I don't think a mom of a tractor pull kids is really that new. You're setting yourself up too easy on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, those tractor pulls are awesome.
They're a lot of fun, but you know, Lincoln Park, I mean, it's got the home of the cushion. And if you get on our Facebook page and check out some of our pictures from last year, you'll see that, I mean, Tommy does an excellent job at track prep. And, I mean, those guys can scoot around there. There's always multiple lines. And, man, it just, you know, by the end of the night, you've got a cushion and a curb that's just crazy. It's just out there. So it's a 5/16th mile high bank, you know, little racetrack.
So you really get to be able to see each of the corners from whatever seat in the grandstand you have there. I would imagine, the sound system is pretty neat. How about the vibe in the stands for the fans? What's that like?
You know, we replaced the sound system this year, and we've done some upgrades and are trying to, we've improved the lights. And I'm sure every promoter says this, but honest to goodness, we have some of the best fans, and they are so loyal to us. And, you know, we had a little bit of a rocky start last year because we had 9 rainouts, and that's just discouraging to anybody. I mean, you know, Indiana, I think anybody in Indiana will tell you it was a tough year last year, but, there's just something special about Lincoln Park. I mean, we have a beautiful grandstand. We have a beautiful facility. We have 5 pretty well brand new suites we rent out.
You know, I get excited when I go to races at different tracks and such, and especially to go over to the refreshment stand and see the varieties and the different things that are there. And we're chatting with Lincoln Park Speedway. That's in Indiana, just west of Indianapolis. Jen Estes is the manager of the track and mom of snowmobile racers, wife of a pretty darn good, midget and sprint car driver, Tommy Estes, probably a lot more than just pretty good. But, what's food, beverage kind of thing that draws them there that is special?
So a lot of things that we did this year, you know, to me, you know, what sets us apart from anybody else? What makes you want to come to Lincoln Park? And I will say we've had great reviews on our food. We did, we added a feature menu, so every weekend we have a feature. You know, we want you to be able to come to Lincoln Park and feed your family and not go broke. You know, and it seems like no matter where you go anymore, you know, you're spending so much money. And so we want it to be affordable, first of all. So we want you to be able to come and get a home-cooked meal, whether that's our twisted chicken mac and cheese or our hot beef sundaes. you know, we want you to be able to come and eat and have a drink for $10. And we've accomplished just that. We have a sugar shack that has soft serve ice cream, brownies. We do homemade cobblers. You won't leave Lincoln Park Speedway hungry, that I can tell you. And you won't leave it broke.
Homemade cobblers at Lincoln Park Speedway in Indiana. Wow.
Yeah.
The manager, Jen Estes, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Now, as we've said, we've interviewed some winners from there. What sanctions, in just in the next like 60, 90 days, once you kind of get the season started here, when the weather breaks, what's going to happen in the first part of the season that we can point to on the calendar?
Yep. So if you go to LincolnParkSpeedway.com, that's got a full list of our schedule. But this year we went with quality over quantity. We've always been a weekly racetrack, but we've got USAC coming to the track 4 times. We've got World of Outlaws, which we are so excited about. We ended the season with them last year, and we'll end the season with them again this year. They brought a heck of a show. I mean, if you did not see the World of Outlaws at Lincoln Park Speedway, you missed out, because it was an incredible show. And then one of our local guys that runs Riddell National Bank, he said, you guys need to get the late models in there. And Tommy Hemhod was like, okay, let me put some thought to it. And we ended up with a Flow Night in America, September 23rd. And to say that we are excited about them coming is just an understatement. You know, that they're, again, first class show. You know, it's going to bring in drivers. You know, anybody that's anybody in the late model world, they're coming to Lincoln Park, I'm sure. So everybody knows Tommy's ability with the track prep and knows that he can make it, you know, look phenomenal and have a racy little track. So we're excited for them to come. Power Eye will be back June 19th, I believe, is the date for them. Of course, we've got our midget week. We've got our sprint week. We've got a sprint-tacular.
Jen Estes, the Lincoln Park Speedway manager just west of Indianapolis. Where can we find you on social media? We got about 10, 20 seconds to go.
Yep. So check us out at LincolnParkSpeedway.com, or our Facebook page is Lincoln Park Speedway. You can't miss us, but definitely get on our website and see what we've got to offer this year.
Jen Estes, Lincoln Park Speedway manager, thanks for joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
This isn't just race day. It's one big Texas-sized weekend. Big time action on the track. Big sounds from the stage. Big flavors that only Austin can deliver. And big memories with your crew. At Circuit of the Americas, NASCAR goes all out all weekend. Don't just watch the action. Get right in the middle of it. NASCAR at COTA, February 27th through March 1st. Get tickets at NASCARatCOTA.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more At The Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network. You've seen it on your phone. Now, feel it in real life. The noise hits harder. The speed feels borderline illegal. And the roar of the engine shakes your insides. This is Bristol, a place where you can be free, filled with mayhem and full send moments. It's NASCAR April 10th through the 12th at Bristol Motor Speedway. The Food City 500 Triple Header Race Weekend. Grab your vintage NASCAR gear and gather your crew, because trust us, this one hits different in person.
It's Bristol, baby!
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race. Concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
The World of Outlaws World Finals, November 4th through the 7th at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Netcode's Knoxville Knights host, Josh Gerlach, Hey, Josh, welcome to the show. And for folks that haven't seen Knoxville Nights and such, what is it? And don't you have two shows, another show as well?
Yeah, we started Knoxville Nights. It's a podcast about all the racing and everything going on at Knoxville Raceway. We also have 360 race car driver Kate Higday and one of the announcers at Knoxville Raceway, Blake Walker. And yeah, we just talk about everything that's going on in Knoxville. We joined Dirt Vision this year, so you can watch on our YouTube channel or on Dirt Vision. And specifically for our YouTube channel, we started up after the Knoxville season last year. We were like, hey, this is fun. We want to keep talking sprint cars. We started up Sprint Car Nights, which is basically everything that is outside of Knoxville. It's a YouTube channel exclusive. You can go to Team Netcode on YouTube to watch that one. We just dropped an episode with Brock Zierfoss today, so it's a lot of fun. Really having a good time doing that with the guys.
You need to go eat at Zierfoss's family's restaurant back there in Pennsylvania. It is yummy. Josh Gerlach from Netcode's Knoxville Nights on the profabrication.com hotline. You can watch and see what he does, not only on YouTube, but Dirt Vision now. What was that like when you finally got the deal done and you hang up the phone with, Jim or whoever at Dirt Vision? I mean, that had to be a moment there. You've been doing this a year now, and now you're on Dirt Vision. How cool was it to connect and become a part of that family?
You know, it's still unreal. You know, I started out going to Knoxville with my grandpa, who announced there for 17 years, and never believed that I would be doing something like this. But, a big thanks goes to Jason Reed and the team at Knoxville. They treated us great. They even gave us an opportunity to have a daily live Knoxville night show, ironically on the Dirt Vision stage during the Knoxville Nationals last year. And we did hear from Jim Cipelli at Dirt Vision shortly after the Nationals about, kind of kicking the tires about wanting to have Knoxville Nights on the Dirt Vision platform. And
do you look at the phone though when Cipelli's the phone there and go, no, this can't be Dirt Vision calling me.
And they're like, after 6 months of doing it, it was pretty crazy to try to process that. That's
Well, it's pretty crazy, but they have earned it and more doing the hard work there at the center of sprint car racing, Knoxville Raceway, Knoxville, Iowa. Netcode's Knoxville Nights, one to watch on YouTube and on Dirt Vision. And we're with their host, Josh Gerlach, on the profabrication.com hotline. The profabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Well, your grandfather's announcer there, you're now a part of the media. How did all this swirl together to even get the Knoxville Nights started? Was it just something that y'all came up with, having a cold beverage after a race one time?
Kind of, sort of. Kate Higday, he's one of my buddies. I've known him. He's, and his family's been a family friend. His dad had raced there as well, Josh. And I talked to him last year and was like, I feel like I want to do something, but I don't know what it is to highlight Knoxville. I feel like there's a media hole there. Long story short, I reached out to him. I reached out to Blake Walker and was like, hey guys, let's do this. They said yes. And off to the races we were, and it's been a fun year, and I'm very excited to see what 2026 holds for us.
Well, we're always glad to tune in, and you get to see Kate and all kinds of different, driver not in the car type scenes. But Blake Walker, I mean, that hair is really getting the pomp up there. Is the budget for hair care products right there at its limit now?
Thank goodness we're not paying for it, because I don't know if we'd be able to afford that with the slim budget that we've got. But no, Blake's a true pro. We're very lucky to have him involved with this. He does a great job, and it's cool to get the different perspectives.
Blake is
we got the announcer, got the racer, and got the fan in me. So I'm very thankful that they've stuck with me for a year, and I hope we're together doing this for a long time, because we're just getting started, and I'm having a heck of a time doing it.
Josh Gerlach is one of you listeners out there. He is a guy that has earned it from sitting in the grandstands, driving with his grandfather who was working in the business, running around, having a good time and such, and now a part of the family of the sprint car. It just all that is going on right in the center of it all in Knoxville, Iowa. Netcode's Knoxville Nights host, Josh Gerlach, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So you've gone through a year coming up on the anniversary and such, and you know, what is next year? What kind of tweaks are you starting to kind of, you know, oh, we should do this, we should do that. You know, anything that you, any of those types of things that you could share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got Knoxville Nights, of course, and we got Sprint Car Nights. So those are kind of our two tent poles, if you will. We're definitely looking to get some more racing content from Cade. So we did have some money in the budget for a couple GoPros. So we want to get some onboard camera stuff from him. We're also going to do some educational content here. Actually going to shoot that here soon to give a little more of a peek behind the curtain and educate fans, because it's tough to find out, you know, what part does what and where that is on the car. And but we'll see what else might come up. You never know. I'd like to do another national show if they have us back. And I'm just thankful to be here. You know, a lot of people have given us a great opportunity and have supported us, and I'm very thankful for that.
Netcode's Knoxville Nights host, Josh Gerlach, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Do you ever see maybe taking it on the road? Could Knoxville Nights turn into Oskaloosa afternoons?
Man, I don't know. It's it's tough. You know, this honestly right now, it's a labor of love. You know, I've got a full-time job. You know, Cade does, Blake does. So we really are doing this in our free time. And I'm thankful for my wife for putting up with me, you know, being at the racetrack pretty much every weekend during the summer. And I would love to do this. I'd love to see how far we could take this, you know, almost building up a small little dirt racing media company and bringing more hosts. We brought Dawson Elliott also into the fold for Sprint Car Nights. Mm-hmm. He does open wheel updates on Twitter, X. And it's just really cool, man. I want to lift up this sport. I love sprint car racing so much. It's been part of my life forever. And being able to shine a light on it, it means the world to me.
Where can we quickly find you on social media and your shows again on Dirt Vision?
Yeah, best place to find the shows, if you search Team Netcode, that's any social media platform, we're there. We're on YouTube under Team Netcode as well, and also on Dirt Vision. If you create a free account there, you can watch for free. You don't have to have a paid subscription. I'm at Josh_Gerlach on Twitter or X. That's where I'm most active.
Well, Josh, it's been a great time chatting with you. Thank you for all you do. Josh Gerlach, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hi, I'm David Stiles of PRN, and I know the news cycle is very fast-paced, and we're here to bring you even more fast-paced news about the sport of NASCAR.
I'm extremely happy and proud to be holding this trophy.
The latest news from the racetrack, the biggest storylines in the garage, and our opinions about the sport. You can hear all of it on PRN's Garage Pass.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. More tracks starting to open up across the Southland. That means racing will be coming your way wherever you are. Hang in there. And you can follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.